Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Pardon me for the perhaps a little bit awkward title. Be I worthy or be I not worthy? That is the question. Pretty corny. What can you do? Let's start off with a story. It's 1927. I'm not a Lubavitcher Chassid, but the story is a famous story. Rav Yosef Yitzchak, Mariatz, as they refer to him in the Chabad circles, the father-in-law of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, is taken in for questioning by the secret police in Soviet Russia. Revolution is 1917, it's 1927. He's being accused of sedition, which would probably mean that he was encouraging people to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And they want him to sign a confession that he's encouraging sedition. He refuses. And the officer in charge of the interrogation, I don't know if he was a Jew or not, it's highly conceivable, but who knows? Let's assume not. Let's hope not. He says, I have a toy here that gets people to talk. He takes out a revolver and he puts it to his head. He says, sign the confession. And the Rebbe looks at him and he says, this toy doesn't scare me. This toy, it can only be used to scare a person who has two gods in one world, like you. But a person who's got one God and two worlds, it doesn't scare him. It's an amazing statement, an amazing, amazing statement. Anatoly Sharansky used it also when they were browbeating him, subjecting him to all sorts of torment in Soviet prison. He used the same idea. You can only scare a person with two gods in one world. You can't scare a person who's got one god in two worlds. The question then becomes, in our parsha, it says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayitze Lo. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayitze Lo. Yaakov was afraid. Rashi says, Vayira Shem Yahareg, Shem Yarog, Vayitze Lo, Shem Yahareg, I'm sorry, Vayitze Lo Im Yarog was Achirim. Scared about that. That's from the Medrash. The Sifsei Chaim says, oh, the Tomar. He already had Avtocha from Hashem. And then he cites the Gemara in Brachos. Even though he had Avtocha from Hashem, Shem Yigrom HaChet. Who knows? Maybe I've become sullied with sin. Maybe. And I'm not worthy for Hashem's Avtocha to be fulfilled. Okay. He's afraid. He's afraid. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying, you can only scare a person who's got two gods and one world. And Yaakov was afraid. That's interesting. No. The Dafkein Balei Tosis has a different take. He says, Vayitze lo miyatzer haya. Shayayori me'esav la'achashiv ticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Daskemi Balei Tosfos understands, not like Rashi, that the double terminology, Vayira and Vayitzer, one is that he should not be killed, and the other is he should not kill someone else. But rather he understands that Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Vayitzer lo, he was afraid, and then he was vexed over the fact he was afraid. That's the Daskenim Palatosis here. Okay. The Leshem, right, of Yashem's grandfather, also goes in the derech of the Daskenim. We've talked about this before. Yasib l'chol nizkarei amro razal shayayari shem yigrom achet. He says very clearly, that Yaakov's fear was based upon Shem Yigrum Achet. And then he continues, he says, Ki Ayir Hashem Yigrum Achet Asher Husos De Lamidas HaBitachon. The fear, lest I not be worthy for Hashem to intervene on my behalf, this contradicts the Midah of Bitachon. Eino Ma'ala Klal B'Ma'alas HaTzadikim. It's not a Ma'ilon in the Ma'alas HaTzadikim. Where Shem Yigrum Achet contradicts Bitachon, Chor always does, but okay, he says where it contradicts Bitachon, it's not the Mala of the Tzadikim. And he continues, Im ken kasher moneas atzma Bitachon machmas yira, shem yigrum achet, when a person, a tzadik, prevents himself from being boteach because of the concern of shem yigrum achet, perhaps I am not worthy, perhaps I have been sullied with sin, Udavash Eno Tov L'Yir Elakim. It's not a good thing for those who are God-fearing. Vaya Meitzer Lo Harbe Alzeh. And it disturbed him a lot. He's also understanding. Vayir Yaakov Vayitzer Lo. Same way that's asking him. That Vayitzer Lo is, he was vexed over the fact that he was afraid. Shai Miyatzer Lo Al Pachat Shenoflu Belibo. The fact that he felt afraid, this unnerved him. Interesting. Because of Maram al-Sheikh Sham, etc., Ramami Pano. So what should we conclude here? We have a story. I mean, there are plenty of stories in Jewish history, but that's just a very outstanding story, the story from 1927. Obviously not afraid. You can only frighten a person who's got two gods in one world. That's what he said. That speaks to us, that resonates with us. On the other hand, you've got Yaakov Avinu. He's afraid. On the other hand, according to the Leshem and according to Daskin Balitosis, right, that fear vexed him afterwards. So what does that mean? Should we dump the idea of Shem Yigrum Achet? Is it incorrect? I mean, it didn't seem that way from Rashi, that's for sure. Rashi was mashma that it's acceptable. He brings the Gemara in Brachos. But maybe that was just a Havmi instead of Maskana, but it doesn't appear that way from the Gemara in Brachos because the Gemara says that David also employed the same idea. Now, if it were a mistake by Yaakov, right, David knows how to learn the Chumash also. If it's really a mistake to be concerned with Shem Yigrum Achet, then why would David employ it? In other words, he also knew how to read the Chumash. He could read it as well as Leshem. He could read it as well as Daf Sakin and Balaitosis. If, by Yira Yaakov Ma'od, he was afraid, Vayitzalo, and he bothered him that he was afraid, it's the wrong thing. So why did David employ it? I don't get it told Gemara how he employed it, but he didn't. He employed it. It says, Shem Yigrum Achet. Not only that, but the Gemara cites that with regard to the second coming to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra, the reason why it was not miraculous in its nature, just like the first coming, in other words, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar, was because Goram Achet. What's the story here? So we see we're not dumping Shem Yigrum Achet. We have proof that it exists and proof that other tzaddikim used it. Point to ponder. Let's go to another question for a moment. And I think through that other question, we'll have a little bit more insight to our first one. It says, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. The Chumash quotes, right? I was skipping a famous song, right? Vayivait Ishimo Adalos HaShachar. He wrestles with the Maniach, let's assume it's the Sar Shal Esav. Vayaki lo yochol lo v'yigav kaf yirecho v'teka kaf yirech Yaakov v'yav koimo. The entire wrestling match, Yaakov is wounded, the thigh. He won't release his hold upon the angel. Yaakov, that is, won't release his hold upon him unless he gives him bracha. Unless the angel gives him bracha. Then he asks him, he says, really quiet, he says, what's your name? Yaakov wants to know where the bracha is coming from. Got that confused. Malach asks Yaakov, what's your name? Vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer lo Yaakov Yerod Shemecha. Kim Yisrael. Your name will no longer be called Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. Kisarisa im Elokim im Anashim v'tuchal. Now, by Yishal Yaakov, Yomar Gidon Ashmecha. Now Yaakov in turn turns to him. He says, now, what's your name? Now that we've met. What's your name? Excuse me. Yomar Lamazet Yishal Lishmi. By Baruch HaSosham. Okay. This is where Yaakov wants to know. Where's the bracha coming from? Is it coming from... Is it coming from a good place, or is he coming to trying to trip me up? How would he trip me up with the bracha? So we'll see. Calls the name Yisrael. Later on, in the parsha, Vayatzev Sham Mizbeach Yikro Lo Kel Elokei Yisrael. Hashem refers to, according to one reading of the pasuk, right? Curse the Yahu Kilos Kel. That's pretty lofty. Vayomer lo Elokim, and then further on, Rabbon Shalom goes over that which took place with regard to Malach. Vayomer lo Elokim Shimcha Yaakov lo Yikra Shimcha Od Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha Veikra Shmo Yisrael. It's very clear. Hashem says your name is now Yisrael, not Yaakov. Now, if we remember earlier in the Chumash, this happened once before with regard to Avraham. There, Hashem told Avram, "V'lo yikrei od eshimcha Avram, v'yashimcha Avraham, ki avon avhamon goyim saticha." Hashem says very clearly to Avram, "Your name will no longer be Avram, but rather Avraham." Fine. The Gemara in Brachos, let's just synopsize here, says that if you call Avraham by the name Avram, you're over an essay, you're over a los essay. Well, perhaps it's just to make the point, but it's wrong. There's no more Avram. There's only Avraham. And yet, the Gemara points out that Yaakov, even though the Pasuk says your name will no longer be Yaakov, it'll be Yisrael, but clearly Hashem refers to Yaakov as well as Yisrael. So why is it that when Avram's name is changed, it's changed irreversibly? You cannot call him Avram anymore, only Avraham. And Yaakov's name is changed, it's very clear. Hashem says your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore, it's going to be Yisrael nonetheless. Hashem himself calls him Yaakov. The name remains. Says the Divrei Chaim. Chaim Tzanzer. He says an unbelievable piece here. He says the name of Yaakov is referring to Yaakov in a lower madrega. The name of Yisrael is referring to him at his highest madrega. Kisarisa in Lakim v'Anashim v'Tuchal. You've mastered both the world of the angels, the world of men. He says, "Yisrael madrega sar ulefamim tov leheochis ba'anova milalos v'makom gavoa imadaim ino roi lemadrega gavoa." This is a fascinating idea. Yaakov's name remains the same because he's always living in this balance between humility, perhaps I'm not worthy, and the sense of how great he is. And he tells over an unbelievable Dvar Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says on the Pasuk, Kel Nekomos Hashem, Kel Nekomos Hofia, God of vengeance, Hashem, Kel Nekomos Hofia, God of vengeance, reveal yourself. Says the Baal Shem, he says, we are asking Hashem that this is the way we should be punished. That Hashem should reveal himself to us. And we should be so sorely vexed and embarrassed by our actions that there's nothing more bitter than that. He says, Mashalam Adavadoma, what's it comparable to? To a young boy, doesn't know any better, he throws a rock at the king. So rather than the king cutting his head off, the king brings him into his house. He brings him in and starts having him educated along with the princes of the household of the king. The young boy sees the glory of the king, the kindness of the king, the wonders of the household, etc. And he's so embarrassed. He comes to the king. He says, I apologize. I didn't know. If I'd only known, I never would have done this. The king doesn't say a word to him. Instead, he elevates him now to a higher position. And he's more privy to all the wonders of the palace and the greatness and the kindness of the king and his loftiness and his unbelievable nature. And he runs to the king. He says, "I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. If I'd known, I never would have done anything like this." The king doesn't say anything to him. And he raises him to a higher position. And so on and so forth, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. Kel nekomos Hashem. Kel nekomos Sophia. How will you cleanse the sinner is by revealing yourself more and more and more to him. And so that his humility just increases. He rises in stature, and his humility increases also in its, what do you call it, in its level as a function of his rise in stature. He says, this is Yaakov in Yisrael. Yaakov is always in flight from the egocentric universe. Hashem raises him up. As big as he gets, he begins to think, perhaps I'm unworthy. The balance between his being called Kel and Mitzad Sheni, his thoughts of Shem Yigrom HaChet, that is Yaakov. So it's not that Yaakov used something that's puzzle. Shem Yigrom HaChet is very true in his rise. It could be that over here it wasn't applied appropriately. The concept is true, so the person does not become full of himself. He doesn't create for himself an ego, what we call egocentric universe. He lives in a God-centric universe. And therefore, I'm always shulik. I always owe Shem Yigrom HaChet. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not worthy. Perhaps over here, the way the Leshem understands it, the way Daskeni Vavolitosis understands it, Yaakov was vexed by it. He realized he inappropriately applied it. But it's not as though the whole entire concept is out to lunch. V'nimtza, Nehish Yaakov Nikri Yisrael. He saw of it as Al B'mala. He's called Yisrael. He wrote to Haim Adrega. Mashiach Haya Adhena. Mikomakom Lefi Yidiaso V'Hasagoso. According to his understanding, according to his comprehension, Shehetig Dulas HaBore. As he rose higher and higher and comprehended the greatness of the Borei Olam, he became privy to greater secrets and deeper secrets and the loftiness of the Borei Yisbarach. Niktan ve'ena v'haya la'ekev. As he rises as Israel, he becomes more of a Yaakov. Sarisa, to rule where others have never ruled before, and the same time, ekev, the heel. L'fi madrigoso ata hu bebechinas Yaakov. V'chein b'kol pam u'pam. So too, with every rise, comes a new status, right? Just like we saw before. Kel nekomos Hashem, how? Kamo Sophia, reveal yourself. That cleanses the sinner, and certainly in this case of here, even Yaakov is not a sinner. But that's the greatness of Yaakov, that it generates more humility. That's why his name Yaakov remains. Unlike Avram. Avram is meant to be called Avraham. But Yaakov, he always keeps the first name Yaakov as long with Israel as well. Fascinating. What Lamaisa? So now what should we take out of this Lamaisa? What should we do? The Leshem told us, right? The Leshem told us. Listen to this. He said that Mafsiach HaKosuf Kiboteach Bashem. Hashem will be there for the person who has bitachon in him. He's surrounded by chesed. And the Medrash in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Beis, is afilu rosha haboteach b'Hashem chesed ofenu. A ganav who's in the midst of stealing. He hears people coming. Hashem! Hashem, save me! This bitachon will have an effect. He's a thief. But he realizes, all of a sudden, he has nowhere to turn except for Hashem. He knows before whom he stands. Even as he's stealing. Right? It's not matzah, it's stealing, believe me. But the effect of vavke is complete, right? They're going to kill me. Hashem, please save me. Voteach Hashem, casting some venom. So we who are not Yaakov, and we who are not, right, Rabbi of Chabad, right, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. So what do we do? This is a fascinating piece from Agada Kala, the Bnei Yisachar. He says as follows. He says, regardless of what took place with regard to Yaakov, but what should we do? We ordinarily, you know, Yaakov, even if he was afraid, Shem Yigrom HaChet, like Rashi said, he was afraid he'd be killed. He's afraid he'd kill someone else. He's afraid he's not worthy. Oftentimes for us, that's not our fear. Our fear is, my life is going to come to an end. I'll never be able to go to the mall again. I'll never go shopping. I'll never take a vacation. Right? I'll never get the nachas that I want to get. I'll never. Our year is not necessarily one that revolves around our lack of worthiness to fulfill the job description that Hashem has given us. Our fear oftentimes revolves around a connection to Olam Hazeh. Says the Agada Kala. He says, "V'zeh derech ha-tzadikim." Derech ha-tzadikim, and it's something that we should try to employ as well, even though maybe we're not called tzadikim, but it's something that is employable. V'zeh derech ha-tzadikim, b'nfol aleim eze yira, b'shum nivra, odavar ba'olam. When we find ourselves afraid of something, all different types of things. Marauders, muggers, the IRS, afraid. B'nfol aleim eze yira, b'shum nivra. I'm not coming to be matir any things that are not legal. I'm talking about the fear. As I mal in aldaitam she'ein lira mishum nivra, rak my bori yisborach. The tzaddikim, when I feel this fear, they, as it were, remember that it's inappropriate to be afraid of anything other than Hashem. But this year has come into his heart in order to remind him who you really should be afraid of. I remember recalled from Yosha Bear talking about how people have become more neurotic. That was then, imagine now. He says, they have millions of fears. People, he said before, had one fear, had a fear of Hashem. Now everybody's afraid of everything. Afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid of the next thing. If you're afraid of one thing, Hashem, all the other fears disappear. They're irrelevant. I'm not saying this is easy, but it is a methodology. When we feel the fear coming into our hearts, we say, this is to remind me, this is a tap on the shoulder. This doesn't take away doing from Mishtablis, nothing, this has nothing to do with, you know, planting one's head in the ground. We're still mechuyev to do whatever Mishtablis we do. We don't need to be afraid. When the fear comes in, it's a tap on the shoulder. Remember, rather than being so fearful of so many things, be afraid of only one thing, the Borei Olam. Mizbonein teichef, says the Bnei Yisachar. Ramamuso yisbarach, v'nofel alav yiraso yisbarach, v'meilem izbatel imenu yiras hanivra. As soon as the person supplants his fear of whatever it is, but a creation, be it man, be it animal, be it anything. As soon as he supplants this, the fear of Hashem, the other fear disappears. So now, there's no stira between Yaakov's behavior and that which we saw from the year 1927, back in Soviet Russia. There's no stira. It's always this quest, the search for living in a God-centric universe. Sometimes Shem Yirgo Machet is employable. Sometimes incredible bitachon is employable. Right? And perhaps Yaakov indeed felt that he inappropriately used his Shem Yirgo Machet. So in the way the Leshem and the Das came by Tosis. We learn from the Bnei Yisachar. We learn from the Bnei Yisachar that when a person experiences fear, he should remind himself, this is the tap on the shoulder. Remember to be afraid of only one thing. And then all of their fears go away. That's probably what's pulsing inside of the Rebbe. You can only frighten a person who's got two gods and one world. You can't frighten a person who's got one god and two worlds. Let's use this idea just for a moment. I think it'll give us a greater degree of clarity in something we say in davening. He says, HaTov, ki lo chalura chamecha. Hashem is Tov. He does not ever prevent his rachamim from coming to the fore. In other words, by humans, if you're merachim on somebody, and they botch the job again, and merachim again, and they botch the job again, finally they say, it's enough. I'm not going to be merachim you anymore. You keep on botching the job. Hashem, HaTov, ki lo chalu rachamecha. Hashem is the essence of Tov. He never prevents his rachamim from coming to man. Vamerachim, and he is merachim. Ki lo samu chasadecha. He never runs out of the tools of chesed. And then concludes the sentence, Me'olam kivinu lach. In Nusach Sfar, it said, ki me'olam kivinu lach. Oftentimes in Nusach Sfar, the word added is the explanation of what we say in the Sahashkas. Now, albeit over here, the Avodron and Rav Yudah Bar Yochai both are Goris Ki Me'olam Ki Vinolach, and the Rokeach is not. Right? It's like a new idea. But I'm going here with the Avodron. Right? I'm going with the Avodron. It says Me'olam Ki Vinolach, but it really means Ki Me'olam Ki Vinolach. In other words, HaTov, right? Kil chol rachamecha, v'amrachem kil osamu chasadecha, ki me'olam kivinu lach. How do I know that you will not prevent your rachamim from extending to us? How do I know that you never ran out of chesed? Because ki me'olam kivinu lach. Because forever I've placed my trust in you. Ki me'olam kivinu lach. This always bothered me. Have I really placed my trust always in Hashem? What does it mean? I feel like it's a sheker. Ki me'olam ki me'olach. We've always placed our trust in you. I mean, we'd like to believe it, but let's be real. Did we always? So I came across something very interesting here. The words, right? Ki me'olam heimo. Or Kimi Olam, here it says Kimi Olach. Look at where these words come from. Again, we'll go with the Nusach Avodron, Nusach Sfar, which I'm saying, even if you say Nusach Ashkenaz, is perhaps the perish, right, of the Nusach Ashkenaz. Kimi Olam, Kimi Olach. See the words here, Kimi Olam, Kimi Olach. Look at these psukim and tehillim. Kivisi kol hadricheni bamitecha. Show me your truth, in your truth, v'lamdeni, and teach me, k'ata elokei ishi, for you are the one, in spite of when midas adin is taking place, elokim, you are there as my yishi, as my savior, you're being merachamim. Oscha kivisi kol hayom, in you I will place my trust all the day long. In other words, if you teach me, Mamitecha, Blamdeni, Kiatai Lokeyushi, if you teach me that you're always there to save me, Oscha Kivisi Kolayom, then I will place my trust in you all day long. If I realize what's going on, I place my trust in you. Next passage says, Zechorach Hamecha Hashem, remember your Rachamim Hashem, Vechasadecha, Kimi Olam Hema, for they are forever, Kimi Olam Hema. So look, Me'olam Kivinu'olach, that's what we say in davening. And here, Kivisi, Kivui, is in Pasuk Hei of Perek Chafei. And Ki Me'olam Heima is in Pasuk Vav of Perek Chafei in Tehillim. Says the Chidah, Hadricheni Bamitecha V'lamdeni Ki'atah Elokei Yishi. Perish. Kvar animus ora leches v'darechecha. I'm already awakened to walk in your path. V'kevin shekvar kodam isarusel minatata. And since I'm accustoming myself to walk in your path, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, Hashem will finish me, finish off the job for me. He will help me. Hadricheni Bamitecha V'lamdeni Ki'atah Elokei Yishi. You escort me, guide me in this path of truth, and you teach me that you are Elokei Yishi, you are the God. Even when you're judging me, you are there in, as my salvation in Rachamim. Racham Bedin, right? Even though it's Elokim, Elokei Yishi, but it's Yishi, Rachamim. V'zeh Elokei, hu Bedin, Yishi, Rachamim. Oscha Kivisi, says the Chidah. You, I place my trust in you, Hashem. V'amu b'yalkut, and he brings the Medrash. Afilu ein b'yad Yisrael elu akivui. Even if Klai Yisrael has nothing going for them other than the kivui, in other words, their shmiras Torah mitzvahs is lo kol kach. But they have kivui. They place their trust in Hashem. Kedai heim l'geula b'schar akivui. They're worthy to be redeemed in the merit of their placing their trust, their kivui, their tikvah b'Hashem. V'lamadnu, says the Chidah, da kivui hu davar gadol. We see how great kivui is. Placing your trust in Hashem is incredibly powerful. It can bring the geula even if there is nothing else worthy about us. V'zeo she'amar oscha kivisi kol hayom zechor hachamecha shata machshiv hakivui. See what the Chidah did? He took the end of Pasuk Hei, kivisi kol hayom, right? I'm aware that you're there for me, and therefore I place my trust in you all day long. And as a function of that, now remember your rachamim v'chasadecha ki mi'olam heima. So that still is, what does that ki mi'olam heima mean? I place my trust in you, Hashem. That's the end of Pasuk Hei. Ki v'yisi kol hayom. And because of that, zechor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha. Now, where's that Kimi Olam Hema fit in? Says Rashi, Kimi Olam Hema, Mios Adam Harishon, from the days of Adam Harishon, Shamarta lo b'yom ha'chochami menemos tamus. Remember the Eitz Hadas? Hashem told Adam, on the day you eat the Eitz Hadas, you will die. And what happened? He didn't die then. All was lost. Hashem said, the day you eat, you'll die. But guess what? All is not lost. V'nafsatelo yom mishalcha. And Hashem, you gave one of your days to Adam. He says, we'll use my days, not your days. And therefore, right? Shu elef shanim. It's 1,000 years. Right? Ki elef shanim b'necha. Kiyom is small, right? Elef shanim menecha kiyom is small. My success. 1,000 years in your eyes are like a day. Hashem gave Adam Harishon one of his days. So he lived for 1,000 years. He gave 70 of his years to David HaMelech. The Chazal teaches, and that's why he lived 930 years. All is lost. But no, not all is lost. Give up. Never give up. There's always hope. So it comes out, the psukim, if we combine both the Rashi in Pasuk Vav with the Chidon in Pasuk Hei, Kivisi kol hayom, I place my trust in you, Hashem, all day long. And therefore, Hashem, Zechor Hachamecha, Hashem v'chasadecha, remember your rachamim and your chesed, because I place my trust in you. And you know why I know to place my trust in you? Because ki mi'olam heima. Because I remember back to the days of Adam HaRishon, where if you ask anybody at first glance, it's all over. Hashem told him, on the day you eat, you'll die. And all of a sudden, he's alive. Why? Because Hashem says, Adam will use one of my days, not one of yours. 1,000 years. So it comes out in davening, Hatov ki lo chalu rachamecha. Hashem, you are tov ki lo chalu rachamecha. You never hold back your rachamim. Amrachem ki lo samu chasadecha. And you merachem because you never run out of the facilities of chasadecha. Ki mi olam kivinu lach. Because we place our kivu in you. We place our trust in you. And how do we know we placed our trust in you? Because me'olam. Because that is what we know from time immemorial, from the very creation of the world, when all was lost for Adam, and yet we see all was not lost. So our kivui, the concept of man placing trust in Hashem, is implanted in him, in his heart of hearts, because he is a descendant of Adam, who when he thought all was lost, it wasn't all lost. Therefore, inside of us is the kivui. Sometimes it needs to be brought out. Sometimes it needs to be uncovered from perhaps a layer of silt that's upon it. Just like the person who's afraid of all different types of things, like the Bnei Yisrael taught us. And that person, all of a sudden, just remind yourself, this is a tap on the shoulder. There's only one thing to be afraid of. Don't be neurotic. Be afraid only of Hashem. And all those other fears, as it would dissipate. Again, this is not a clinical discussion, right? But definitely, if we're not talking about something that's actually in the textbooks in terms of official neuroses. What generally people nervous about, skittish about, afraid of. Kivui is implanted inside of us, me'olam, from the very beginning, from the experience of Adam Rishon. And therefore, in order to prove the point, Hashem's rachamim never prevented, right? His tov is never, he never prevents his rachamim. And his rachamim has endless usages of his chasodim. So to recap, what we saw, Mariatz from Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson is not a steer to the behavior of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu always lives in the tension between Shem Yegrom Achet and Kisarisi Medokim Vanoshim Vatuchal. Sometimes, perhaps, he made a mistake in his employment, the way the Daskenim understood it, the Fleshim understood it. He was vexed by that, but it's not as though the idea of Shem Yegrom Achet is possible or inapplicable. Both are needed to make sure that we live in a God-centric universe, and that all our fear is really just a fear of Hashem, not a fear of thousands and thousands of other maybes and what could be and what will happen and Chicken Little saying the sky will fall in. And we say it in every day. Tov ki lo chalu rachamecha v'amrachem ki lo samu chasadecha. Your chesed is there, your rachamim is there. Me'olam kivinu lach. Because this is the fulfillment that inside of us always really is this kivui. It was implanted at the time of Adam Rishon. The Adam of Rishon. And in the schus of kivui, the gula will come as well. The gula will come as well. But in order to reinforce, right, and to cause us to reveal the kivui that's inside of us, me'olam, from the time of Adam Rishon, Shem shows us rachmim, chesed, right? To make sure that we're mekave. Make sure that that kivui inside of us is functioning and burning brightly. And then in turn, as the Medrash says, right? The schus of kivui, I feel ein biyad Yisrael la kivui. If that's all they had, just to place their trust in Hashem, kedai heim l'gu'ula b'schar ha-kivui. Oh, I mean. Okay, have a good Shabbos. Be well.